Hello and welcome to Battlestar Galactica season. Hello and welcome to Battlestar Brothel season 3, episode 7. A Measure of Salvation.
Yes.
You're an asshole.
You're a co-host, and your name is Matt.
You are also a co-host. Your name is Dustin.
Glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah. So, Dustin, what'd you think of today's episode?
The thing that stood out the most, or that like stayed with me the most, was the the serious decision they had to make.
About the biological warfare?
Yeah, whether or not to kill off a whole race. And going back and forth about them, whether or not they're human. Well, how do you feel about that? Or you want to talk about that later?
No, we can talk about it now. Okay. I mean, that was the gist of the entire episode, really. Right, I mean, there's some little caveats, but I mean, let's boil it down. What would you do? You were Roslyn.
Yeah.
What would you do? Man. I'd say frack them all, man.
You're going to do different things in different positions. Roslyn is, she's the president of the race. So she is strictly interested in preserving the longevity of her race. Mm-hmm. So she is going to do whatever she can to protect them. And if that means to kill off another race, then, I mean, that's one of the decisions that she has to make.
I mean,
Personally, I don't know if I could do it. But
I'd do it.
Would you?
Yeah. There's only, what, 41,000 humans left?
Yeah.
Fuck all those toasters.
There's got to be another, like, we already know that humans and these Cylons, they can communicate back and forth. We already know that at least one Cylon has the ability to make decisions on their own. And she can be, you know, a good person. Boomer.
Yeah.
So
Athena.
Oh yeah, Athena now. I have to believe that more of these Cylons have the capability of doing so.
That they could be saved?
Yeah, I think
they
could be saved.
Is that why it's a measure of salvation?
Hey, there you go.
Still would try to kill them all.
Okay.
Because you just don't know exactly. No.
Like, okay, so
you will never know if they have another agenda, an ulterior motive, or something like that.
So I'm not going to put a name on it, but let's say there's some country somewhere else in the world.
North Korea.
So we'll call it North Korea. a completely fictional name. Let's say North Korea. we don't know. We don't know what their agenda is. Mm-hmm. Should we just go ahead and kill them all off?
Well, I mean,
they're not another race, per se, but
I mean, are you asking me right now if I think we should just wipe North Korea off the map?
Because they might take us out at some point in the future.
They might, but this is during an active war.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that when your aggressor has said that their job is to eradicate your species, I mean,
yeah,
you got to give it right back to them. Fuck it.
At any point in time, have the humans given the Cylons a have they said, hey, let's figure this out?
Had their peace, and they said, okay, you guys go that way, and we'll just call it a draw.
Yeah, you're right. This happened in the past, didn't it?
Yeah.
Kill them all.
40 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
And when they were supposed to have been following the treaty, they broke the treaty and decided to eradicate all humans.
In my mind, that does change things a little bit. So they broke a treaty.
I mean, technically, you're only murdering like 12 people because they're all clones. They don't have souls.
Jesus Christ. Oh, boy.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think they have souls.
Okay, well, good for you. I don't.
Okay.
Because the Raiders? Here's what happens. If Athena dies in battle and she's close to a resurrection ship, she'll download to another body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they wake up a 6 and don't have a new one download into it, it just becomes its own individual.
Yeah.
So there's no soul there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an empty shell with memories.
You know what I say? I say the humans, rather than eradicating the whole race of Cylons, they should completely destroy their ability to reproduce or to be like downloaded. I mean, they tried this before by taking out the other resurrection ship,
and that's fine. That slowed them down. That took out a lot of their hardware. But
yeah, I think, man, they should take out the however many resurrection ships they have left. Just one, right? That we know of.
I don't know. I mean, we don't really have any idea of the size of their fleet.
Yeah, we really don't. If somehow they could destroy all the resurrection ships, and all the Centurions and all the Raiders give the...
So if they eradicate the species...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not the actual human Cylons, the ones that look like humans.
Oh, that have the souls six that can or whatever think. That are already awake?
Right.
Okay.
Give them a chance. They can't download. They're not going to keep cloning themselves. They have to...
Go and live as a person.
Yeah, and then they'll die on their own in old age or by a piano falling on
them. In prison,
whatever.
Hopefully.
Or in prison. Oh, because...
Why? Yeah, because they're fucking enemies of the state, and they committed crimes against humanity.
Right. It's a different time.
Six killed a baby.
Yeah.
In the name of war.
Yeah.
And then nuked an entire planet.
Yeah. Man. You got me going. Okay.
You're like, okay, it's a lot to think about. I didn't think this one through.
Yeah, right.
It's a moral and ethical dilemma.
It certainly is. But if you have to protect your whole race, you do what it takes. And if there's just no other way out, last resort, kill the other race.
Yeah, and when that opportunity presents itself, like, that awesomely,
yeah,
fucking do it.
Right.
Especially since now they know from Simon... the Simon Cylon,
the doctor,
yeah, mm-hmm. that they are heading to Earth.
Uh-huh.
That the Cylons are searching for Earth as well. So, not only are they going to take out your entire species, they're going for your only hope.
Yeah, Earth.
They're trying to destroy everything about humanity.
Yeah. Yep. Kill them all.
Fuck them. Right.
Kill them all. Fuck them.
So say we all. No. There was a really good "So say we all" moment in this episode.
Oh yeah, with
Adama and Roslyn.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say that he said that to?
Oh man, I can't remember.
It was like, I mean, was it something? Was it she giving permission for the biological warfare? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Either way, she they're just talking about committing genocide, and it's like you can't look at it in that focused of a term. You can't call it genocide. Your enemy is literally every fucking Cylon out there.
Mm-hmm.
Every Cylon, till their last breath, will try to kill you.
Even Athena.
Well, no. Not Athena. Mm. I mean, Athena, you know, she compromised herself by getting pregnant. I think, you know, just like with her immunity to this encephalitis,
mm-hmm.
there are cells in her now that are human.
Mm-hmm. I feel like...
I think it's enough to fight.
All the men in the fleet should hit on all the Cylon sixes. And use the angle that, you know, you'll be immune to this disease, right? If you just...
Like chlamydia?
Let me get you pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
So, just a reason to bang Silent Six.
You are funny, sir. What'd you think of Hilo killing all the prisoners before they had a chance to download to the resurrection ship?
He did exactly what he told them not to do, was kill a group of people for a cause.
Well, I mean... The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Or the one.
Jesus.
That's the way he says it in the movie, dude.
Yeah.
Or the one.
It's just insane how simple it was to ruin a whole amazing battle tactic. I mean, they could have really taken out a whole race and all he had to do was pull a plug.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think it's comparable between... I mean, he had to kill people for a cause.
Well, isn't that what war is?
Yeah,
it is.
So, okay, maybe we should just not have war. That'd be easy, right?
It'd
be way better. So, let's do it.
Okay,
let's not
I'm
war.
Down. No I more hate, war.
I hate you.
Okay.
I was going to start a war just now.
Oh, I hate you too, you dick.
I wish you would cut these...
few minutes out of this podcast, yes. Okay? I'll
but
do
you're
going
to fucking leave them. You're going to leave them. I know you will.
Anything else to say about this episode?
Well, do we go through all the characters? What's going on, Baltar? Baltar, the thing in the ear and the mind stuff.
Getting tortured, but his head six was teaching him how to disassociate from the pain.
Yeah.
And telling him what to say. And so he's talking to six, but three is hearing it.
Yeah.
And it's striking a chord with three.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting. So, again, it's another... kind of pointing in the direction of, yeah, maybe he's a Cylon.
Mm-hmm. So is that the point that Cylon 6 is trying to get across to 3? Or what? Why did that scene happen? Why do you think it happened?
Head 6 was maybe, I mean, really just trying to help him out and teach him a lesson. Like, maybe three was in on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. We still don't know if they know about Head Six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely agree with you, the whole fact that she's almost preparing him to become a Cylon by disassociating the pain.
This whole season has been that way so far. I mean,
yeah.
We find out that Six had a Gaius in her head.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then you have the whole projecting thing that they talked about.
Mm-hmm. When he went onto that ship, he stayed in his suit.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get contaminated at mm-hmm. all, so there's no way to find out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very interesting.
Oh, speaking of the last episode, you brought up the fact that the Cylon 6 that he choked to death isn't going to come back because they moved the ship away from a resurrection ship.
Yeah.
So that's something that we didn't talk about last time. Or
no, you just misspoke.
Yeah, I misspoke.
No big deal.
So.
Because I hadn't watched it because I'm a big dummy.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did finish it and I immediately went on to the next one. I was like, oh my God, I got to finish this to be continued bullshit.
So good. There was no Exo, or he's not the Exo anymore, but there was no Ty.
No Ty was in this, no Tyrell.
Mm-hmm.
Gata and Dee were just in the background.
Yep. What's going on with Liodama in this?
He was on the party that went to the base star and found that probe.
Mm-hmm.
Thrace was, you know, flying. It was really, yeah, not a lot of our major characters were.
What if the humans contacted the Cylons and said, hey, we have a way to make you immune to this disease. For those who, like, surrender to us, we'll help you with this immunity. Or we'll give you these injections.
I don't know.
And let them make the choice. And then the rest of them, then fucking blow them away. Say, hey, we can save some of you. We're going to blow the rest of you away. It's your, you know, it's your decision.
They can't ever do that, though, because the base stars travel in, like, packs. They're only one ship.
Yeah.
They'll get decimated.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know, man.
I say give them the option.
I say frack them all. Fucking fry them.
So say we all.
So say we all.
Hey, y'all, come on down to Shotgun Annie's Redneck Emporium. Halloween's just around the corner, so we stocked up on all kinds of costumes. Here's some stuff you fellas might like. Astronaut, bartender, DNR license checker, cable guy, employee from Shotgun Andy's Redneck Emporium, Mrs. Beasel, my third grade teacher, bat guy, red and blue superhero guy, super running fast guy, man who talks to fish, aluminum siding man, cardboard box transformer, pots and pans robot, Randy from the Target up the road, and Jason Bateman. We got all kinds of costumes for the ladies. We got slutty cop, slutty school teacher, slutty nun, slutty transformer, slutty lunch lady, slutty mechanic, my slutty daughter, she takes after her mama, slutty white-tailed deer, slutty jack-a-pumpkin, Miley Cyrus, slutty gas station attendant, slutty Waffle House waitress, slutty Randy from the Target up the road, and my ex-wife Bambi. And I tell you what, Shotgun Andy's Redneck Emporium Trailer Park has been doing so dang well, we decided to open up a car lot. Come on down to Shotgun Andy's Redneck Emporium Trailer Park car lot. We got wheels, deals, and possum squeals.
Ah!